巴中市普通高中2023级零诊考试英语试题听力部分。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Adam, you've just finished an exhibition. So, what comes next?
Well, I'd like to take a break from painting. I'll go traveling for 12 months and see the world. I hope when I get back, I'll have plenty of ideas for new paintings.
Hello, I read your ad about your apartment this morning. I'm quite interested. I want to know if it has been rented out or not.
No, it hasn't.
How was the activity holiday?
Tiring, but...They gave out certificates to the best people at each activity. I was surprised to get one. Climbing and sailing were awful. My team was the best at the walk, though. We were first because I'm good at map reading. Jenny,I heard you're going to a reading event today. So, when will it start?
It'll start at 10 a.m. and won't stop until noon.
I have an appointment with my dentist at 11:30 a.m., so I cannot go to it.
Do you think we should get Mark a book for the new year?
He already has many books that he hasn't read yet. Why don't we buy him a model plane this year? He seems to be very interested in airplanes these days.
听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Mike, I heard you have a young dog. Where did you get it?
From an animal shelter. When I first saw it, its life was at risk because of its legs. It was born with its legs facing backward, making them useless for walking. You know, animals are our friends. It's up to us to treat them with kindness.
Right. Did it learn to walk?
Yes. It learned to walk by balancing on its two front legs.
Can I see it someday?
Sure. Actually, you can see it after school today.
Okay. Now let's go to our next class. Mike, I heard you have a young dog. Where did you get it?
From an animal shelter. When I first saw it, its life was at risk because of its legs. It was born with its legs facing backward, making them useless for walking. You know, animals are our friends. It's up to us to treat them with kindness.
Right. Did it learn to walk?
Yes. It learned to walk by balancing on its two front legs.
Can I see it someday?
Sure. Actually, you can see it after school today.
Okay. Now let's go to our next class.
听下面一段对话，
回答第八和第九两个小题。
现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Jason,Have you ever got lost in a city?
Yes, I once got lost when I was traveling with my brother. We had to pass through Cairns because it was the shortest route to come back home to Melbourne.
How did you get lost?
Our GPS broke down when we noticed we were getting farther and farther from our final destination.
Did you feel panic?
No, I realized that fear wouldn't do us any good.Instead, we chose to enjoy the sights along the road. We noticed the beauty of the forest around us. It was a pleasant experience.
Jason, have you ever got lost in a city?
Yes, I once got lost when I was traveling with my brother. We had to pass through Cairns because it was the shortest route to come back home to Melbourne.
How did you get lost?
Our GPS broke down.When we noticed we were getting farther and farther from our final destination.
Did you feel panic?
No, I realized that fear wouldn't do us any good. Instead, we chose to enjoy the sights along the road. We noticed the beauty of the forest around us. It was a pleasant experience.
听下面一段对话。
回答第十
至第十三四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Lily, let's discuss the craft lesson we've just been watching on the video.
Okay. It was interesting to see the skills the children were developing by doing paper cutting.
Then let's talk about the individual children. I wrote all their names down.
Good. Let's start with Sid. He benefited from having to use his hands. His butterfly was beautiful.
Yes. What about Jack?I notice he seemed to want to work things out for himself. You could see him trying out different things rather than asking the teacher for help. What did Naomi make?
She wanted her mouse to be the best, but she didn't seem satisfied with hers in the end.
Anya was such a star. She listened carefully and then produced the perfect bird with very little effort.
Yeah, it was easy for her.I think it was the first time Zara had come across paper cutting. She seemed unsure about what she was supposed to do. but I'm sure it was a positive learning experience for her.
Lily, let's discuss the craft lesson we've just been watching on the video.
Okay. It was interesting to see the skills the children were developing by doing paper cutting.
Then let's talk about the individual children. I wrote all their names down.
Good. Let's start with Sid. He benefited from having to use his hands. His butterfly was beautiful.
Yes. What about Jack? I noticed he seemed to want to work things out for himself. You could see him trying out different things rather than asking the teacher for help. What did Naomi make?
She wanted her mouse to be the best, but she didn't seem satisfied with hers in the end.
Anya was such a star. She listened carefully and then produced the perfect bird with very little effort.
Yeah, it was easy for her. I think it was the first time Zara had come across paper cutting. She seemed unsure about what she was supposed to do. But I'm sure it was a positive learning experience for her.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Melissa, how did you start your fashion recycling business?
I've always been interested in fashion. I've never been able to resist going into charity shops to look for bargains. I always find such great clothes in charity shops. Look at this jacket I bought yesterday. I could improve easily. All it needed was a bit of shortening.
Oh, it's really stylish. So you started by making things for yourself to wear?
Yes, I got so much praise. People were always stopping me in the street and asking me where I bought my clothes from. So I decided to start a business.
What did you do then?
I realized I had the ability to see the potential old clothes. So I started buying things in secondhand shops. I'd then turn the old clothes into new unusual creations.
Why do you think people are attracted to your clothing?
Everything I make is unique. There isn't going to be another one quite like it anywhere. That really appeals to people.
Melissa, how did you start your fashion recycling business?
I've always been interested in fashion. I've never been able to resist going into charity shops to look for bargains. I always find such great clothes in charity shops. Look at this jacket I bought yesterday. I could improve easily. All it needed was a bit of shortening.
Oh, it's really stylish. So you started by making things for yourself to wear?
Yes, I got so much praise. People were always stopping me in the street and asking me where I bought my clothes from. So I decided to start a business.
What did you do then?
I realized I had the ability to see the potential old clothes. So I started buying things in secondhand shops. I'd then turn the old clothes into new unusual creations.
Why do you think people are attracted to your clothing?
Everything I make is unique. There isn't going to be another one quite like it anywhere. That really appeals to people.
听下面一段独白。回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, I'm Jeremy. I play the role of Dr. Smith in the television series Hospital. It has won some prizes, including Best Drama. I love the show and my character, who, in the 5 years I've played him, has become a very interesting person. I haven't always been an actor, though. I didn't start acting until I was 32. In fact, I was a ballet dancer.It was exciting, but ballet took up all my time. There was no room for a personal life. That was the reason I decided to try acting. I thought I'd have to spend years studying acting, but a friend, who's a film director, told me I just had to keep trying. People didn't take me seriously at first, but then I appeared in a history program for a school. That led to work in television adverts, for everything from soap to operas.One of those adverts was seen by the director of a TV play, who offered me a job, and that led to the Hospital series. Hello, I'm Jeremy. I play the role of Dr. Smith in the television series Hospital. It has won some prizes, including Best Drama. I love the show and my character, who, in the 5 years I've played him, has become a very interesting person.I haven't always been an actor, though. I didn't start acting until I was 32. In fact, I was a ballet dancer. It was exciting, but ballet took up all my time. There was no room for a personal life. That was the reason I decided to try acting. I thought I'd have to spend years studying acting, but a friend, who's a film director, told me I just had to keep trying.People didn't take me seriously at first, but then I appeared in a history program for a school. That led to work in television adverts, for everything from soap to operas. One of those adverts was seen by the director of a TV play, who offered me a job, and that led to the Hospital series.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。